Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's softball team. A lot has happened since the last time we talked with Tony. They had just got back from their own tournament in Las Vegas. Since that time, they've played two great Northwest Athletic Conference foes, going 4-4 in the process. You know, you go 3-1 at Western Washington. You go 1-3 at Western Oregon. When we talk about Western Oregon, of course, they were one of those teams at the start of the year, along with yourselves, were picked to co-favorites to win the GNAC, although you had more first-place votes. So, you know, Tony, just looking at that, somebody would say, well, Western Oregon, obviously pretty good, but I know there's more to the story than that when it comes to the 1-3 record. It just sounds like you didn't get the performance that you would have liked to have.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think, you know, give Western Oregon credit. They made fewer mistakes than we did. We went into that weekend, you know, it was the end of the road trip. You know, we played Western Washington the previous weekend, ended up staying in Seattle, went to Monmouth there, and, you know, it is a long road trip, and it does take a lot out of you, but it's something that everybody's got to go through in the Great Northwest. There's a lot of travel involved. And, you know, when we got there, we were tired. We just couldn't suck it up, couldn't get it done. And one of those games, we had five errors. I mean, that's just not typical of the way we play. One of the ball games, we were leading 5-0 and ended up losing. And it was really uncharacteristic of us. And that's something that we got to get past. We got to be able to finish games. We can't just say, okay, we're up 5-0, this one's over in the third inning, because there's four more innings to play. So it was difficult, but like I said, give Western Oregon credit. They played very well. They made very few mistakes, and they basically, you know, took it from us. It was, you know, a tough series. We knew it was going to be tough going in there, and, you know, I think if you talk to the players, they'd probably tell you we just didn't play well, and sometimes that happens.
Yeah, I think, you know, going back a week, though, and of course I start out as a real buzzkill bringing up the Western Oregon game, but you did come off a 3-1 series against Western, and knowing you the way I do, I know that you want a four-game sweep, but nonetheless, you go on the road in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, win 3 of 4 games. Most of the time, I think you'd probably be pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, actually, I was. I think, you know, even though, you know, Western had a down year last year, they had a lot of injuries, I knew going into it was going to be difficult. They're tough. They're better this year, and they showed that. You know, we won 3 of 4 from a very good, a much overall improved Western Washington team. And I think, you know, leaving out of there, winning 3 of 4 on the road, I was pretty optimistic. And I think that's what was so disappointing, is that we played very well against Western Washington, and we won 3 of 4 from a much improved Western Washington team. And I thought, you know, going into Western Oregon, you know, I thought we were going to do a lot better. So it was disappointing to end the week the way we did. But, you know, the idea that we know we can play better than that, and we showed that against Western Washington, you know, that's room for optimism. And I'm trying not to panic right now and, you know, go on tilt or anything like that, because, you know, we lost 3 of 4 against a pretty good Western Oregon team. They played better than we did. So all is not lost. 4-4, we're right at 500 right now. There's still a lot of season left. There's a lot of softball to be played. And I think these girls know that, and they know what's expected of them. They know they didn't play well, and I'm sure they'll bounce back from this.
And they'll get a chance to bounce back at home. We're going to be talking about that in the latter part of the Coach's Show with Tony Stone. We'll be back.
Who hot?
What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right. Who hot? The exciting Mongolian Grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian Grill?
Who hot Mongolian Grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who hot Mongolian Grill? King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's softball team. You alluded to it in the first part of the Coaches Show, and I, like you, I don't want to make a bigger deal out of it than it is. You're 4-4 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, but a lot of times when we look back on last year, you know, you got off to a strong start. It almost seemed like you really kind of led from sort of start to finish. This weekend you've got Northwest Nazarene at home. Again, it's early in the season, and you know, I don't want to overstate it, but is there a sort of a greater sense of urgency, if I will, coming off a tough road trip to really have some good success here on the road?
Well, I think, you know, the difference between this year and last year, we came home after playing Western Oregon. I believe we were 9-7 at the time, and we split with them. We were 2-2 at their place. And then we went into the weekend with Northwest Nazarene. So it's similar in that we're hovering around 500 overall. We're 6-7 overall, 4-4 in conference. At that time, we were only 2-2 in conference going into the weekend with Northwest Nazarene. I think from there, that's when we started our run. And, you know, notoriously, we come home and we start a run. That's kind of how it's been. So there's a lot of cause for optimism rather than panic. Northwest Nazarene, just like every other team in the Great Northwest, much improved. But I told the girls yesterday during practice that, you know, if we just play hard, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. If you give all you can, there's nothing more I can ask from you. They all decided that they didn't give what they could, everything that they could. They didn't play their best against Western Oregon, and they have an opportunity to change that this weekend. So, you know, that's why I say, you know, there's optimism that they know they didn't play very well. They know they didn't give their best effort. They feel good about themselves when they do, regardless of whether we win or lose. And I think that's the most important thing, is that if they play their best, if they go out there and they give everything they had, they can't lose. Regardless of what the scoreboard says, if they give their best effort, they know they can't lose. So that's what we're trying to preach right now, is that, you know, play your best, do your best, play for each other, and whatever happens at the end of the day, you can be happy with.
Talk about your pitching staff a little bit. I saw where Trelawney had some continued to have some really nice performances for you. Had kind of a little bit of a rough outing the other day, but for the most part, she's been real consistent. You know, from a pitching standpoint, you getting what you want to out of the girls?
At this time, no. I think Lindsay is probably the one person we are. Casey's battling some injuries right now. I think she's got a sprained shoulder, and there's a strain in her pitching hand on her right pinky. She's not throwing like she normally does, and you know, we really got to rein her in, get her some rest, because if she doesn't rest those injuries, you know, there's a possibility we could lose her for the season, and I don't want that to happen. As far as Josie's concerned, she's doing well. She's doing better. Had a little bit of a control issue there, throwing some walks, and that's something that we can't have. You can't give anybody an extra chance to score runs in this league. So Lindsay's doing great for us. She had one bad game. You know, all pitchers are going to go through that, but she's been very consistent. We got to get Casey healthy, and you know, as far as Josie goes, if she can find her spot, she's going to be pretty helpful. We put her into the last game against Western Oregon. I think she threw three innings and only gave up one run, and she was throwing tremendous. She had her drop ball was working, her change was working, getting a lot of good results, a lot of ground ball outs, a lot of pop-ups. If she can throw like that all the time, then that's very encouraging, because with Casey and her injuries right now, we've got to make sure that she gets her rest. So Josie's going to have to step in and throw a lot of innings. I think if Slim can keep up her control, keep up her consistency, you know, until Casey comes back, I think we'll be okay. At this time, I think our pitching staff is starting to realize what they need to do, you know, how many innings they're going to have to pitch to get us to the point that we want to get to. So overall, we'd like to be to have a better record, but I think the pitchers are doing all they can right now, and they're working hard, so I'm happy with that.
Now, when you talk about Casey, are we not going to be able to see her against Nazarene then?
Probably not. I think, you know, just because the season is so long, it's still early in the season. We've only played 13 games. We still got about 33 left, 34 games left, and I think Josie and Slim can do a good job for us until Casey heals, until she, you know, can get over those injuries. We've got a very big conference four-game set coming up with Central Washington at their place in a couple of weeks, and then we got to go to California and play in the West Region Tournament. So, You know, I think if Lindsey and Josie can play or can pitch well this weekend, I'm going to try and stay away from using Casey as much as I can to give her the time to heal.
I know that from a fielding standpoint, you mentioned the five errors. One can only assume, just based on MSUB's history, that that's really going to come around. From an offensive standpoint, how's things going there? I see you're getting some good individual performances. I see where Kelly Parsons had another four-banger the other day. From a general standpoint, offensively, how are things coming along there?
I think we got three or four people right now that are getting it done for us, and that's not enough. I think we need to get, you know, everybody on the same page. We've got Casey Hoffman, who's just playing lights out right now. Whitney Whittemore, same thing, you know, from an offensive standpoint. Those two seem to be the ones that are really carrying us. And then you add in Kelly, and if she comes around at any time, she's just tremendous. She hit a home run the other day that, I'm not kidding you, I don't think it's landed yet. She hit it so hard, it just, as soon as it left the bat, I was like, yeah, that's long gone. That's just not gone. That's long gone. Just a little bit more consistency out of Kelly. We got to get that out of everybody, you know, from number one to number nine. And we haven't had that yet. And, you know, I've retooled the lineup a little bit. I might have to do that again. I might have to keep switching things up until we can get some consistency, because we can't rely on just three or four people to get it done for us. You know, we've got to have everybody contributing. And as I tell everybody, if you get one hit a game, if everybody gets one hit a game, that's nine hits. That's pretty good. And rather than focusing on trying to get, you know, 10 runs in one swing, hey, get one hit. Get that one hit per game, and I think we'll be okay. If we can get everybody on that page, in that mindset, offensively, then I think we'll be where we want to be. But right now, we're just not there yet. And I think it's coming. I saw some good things out of some players last weekend that, you know, surprised me, actually. So overall, we're headed in the right direction. We're just not there yet.
All right, good enough. We're going to be talking about Northwest Nazarene. That's coming up this Friday and Saturday as Montana State Billings has their first games at home. That's coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with Tony Stone.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float.
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's softball team. Northwest Nazarene, as we're talking today, it's actually snowing outside. It's a very, very cold Wednesday, but I was looking at the field. Things look pretty good. The weather's supposed to be nicer, so I think things are looking good for getting those games in this week. We're certainly keeping our fingers crossed, and like I said, I'm pretty confident about it. But again, 4-4 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. You were tremendous at home last year, obviously, and nice time to return to Cenex.
Yeah, being home is always nice. You get to sleep in your own bed. You don't have to climb on a bus, and you're not sleeping in hotel rooms. It's very nice to be home, and especially after that long road trip we just took. It'll be nice to be able to play in familiar surroundings. And, you know, the weather's been decent. When we left, you know, a couple of weeks ago, there's still snow on the ground. When we returned, you know, it was all gone. Field dried out. We're ready to play at home. There's no doubt. I think, you know, the girls came in. We got off the vans Monday afternoon, and they first thing they did was they ran up to the field to look at it. You know, I think they're excited to be home. And, you know, Northwest Nazarene is going to be tough just in the fact that, you know, they're improved. They've got better pitching. They've got better offense. I think it'll be a good test for us this weekend to kind of measure up where we're at. You know, 4-4 in conference, not what we anticipated at this time of the year. But we're battling through some injuries. We're battling through some tough, you know, lineup issues that, you know, we're going to have a nice measuring stick for ourselves this weekend, because, you know, playing at home, you want to play well at home. You don't ever want to lose any games at home. And, you know, going into this weekend with Northwest Nazarene, it'll be able to tell us where we're at. If, you know, if we need to make some improvements, if we need to make some adjustments, we'll make them. You know, just being able to play at home, I think it'll be a lot easier for us.
What are the issues offensively right now that you hope to improve on? Are girls looking at some good pitches going by? Are they swinging at some bad pitches? Is it just kind of a combination of things that, you know, for those girls that are struggling in your lineup right now, is it kind of a combination of things that they need to work on?
Yeah, it's a combination of just about everything right now. It's you know, bunting mechanics, swing mechanics, things like that. But I think the most important thing is just the mindset. When we started the season, we were very aggressive offensively. I mean, we saw a good pitch to hit. We were swinging the bat. We got out of that. Started getting a little tentative in the batter's box. And I think, you know, if we can correct that, if we can get our mentality going in the right direction to say, okay, if I see a good pitch to hit, I'm going to swing the bat, rather than watching a good pitch go by or swinging at a pitcher's pitch, then, you know, I think we're going to be okay. You let the results handle themselves, and we'll try and focus on the process. Well, you know, part of that process is swinging at good pitches and letting bad pitches go by. You know, we haven't done that to this point. I think, you know, we started out the season doing that, but somewhere it tapered off, and, you know, we got to get back to doing what we do, and that's swinging the bat. Bunting, we've had a lot of trouble bunting. We're going to be practicing a lot of that this week, making sure that our mechanics are sound, and when we need to advance a runner with a bunt, we need to do that. We've stolen a lot of bases this year. As my mindset is, I don't like to give up an out just to move a runner one base. However, you know, sometimes that's necessary. And when that situation presents itself, you got to be able to execute. You know, we haven't done that very well. So we need to improve on that, need to work on that aspect of our game. But, you know, overall, I think our mindset is the first thing we need to change, and that is, you know, be aggressive. When you see a good pitch to hit, swing the bat.
Northwest Nazarene Friday at 1 o'clock. Help me. The Saturday double time, doubleheader time. What time does it start on Saturday?
Same time, 1 and 3.
One and 3 o'clock on Friday and Saturday against Northwest Nazarene. Absolutely thrilled to finally get a look at the 2010 edition of the Yellow Jackets. Best of luck to you this week, Tony.
Thank you, Ken.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Tony Stone. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.